Speaker Sharkey, a Hampden Democrat, says local property tax reforms are needed because economic development is held back when such taxes are too high.
When we rely so heavily on the property tax, we make bad decisions. When we have a disproportionate reliance on the property tax, we engage in dumb growth.
In the last session, Governor Daniel Molloy proposed doing away with the local property tax on cars. But lawmakers didn't do it because municipalities feared the loss of $650 million in revenue would wreck their local budgets. Sharkey says it could be possible to phase out the tax or convert it to a statewide rather than a town-by-town rate.
It's the most regressive tax in the state of Connecticut and the most deeply unpopular tax. We have to make towns and cities whole. We have to make sure that they're protected, but we also have to reduce our reliance on that particular tax.
Another bill that didn't make it in the last session that's being revived by Sharkey is one that would eliminate a mandate on municipalities to publish public notices in newspapers. A bipartisan commission set up by Sharkey in February to look into ways to make towns and cities more efficient will help draft the new bills. Ebong Udama, WSH News.